A room full of 80-some seniors at Kingsley House's Adult Day Healthcare sing along to a strumming guitar. Mary Agnes Schroeder, age 86, has her hands busy knitting a scarf the entire time.
I've been doing this all my life. Sometimes when I'm working on one thing, something else pops in my mind. And I forget what I'm working on and go stuff. And go stuff. I mean, because it really relaxes me. It really do.
Mary Schroeder says she knits constantly.
Every day, even in my sleep, believe it or not. Because I have patterns in my head that I think about. And I get up the next morning and I'm going to start that pattern. Whatever I have in my mind, I'll start it. I'm sitting down here talking and doing all of this. It helps me with my health, too. Because I don't think about being sick. See, my knees and everything is gone. But I don't think about that. I'm busy with my fingers.
These are folks that if they weren't coming here, would otherwise likely be in a nursing home placement.
Keith Lederman is the chief executive officer at Kingsley House. He says the adult services program, which is one of many programs offered by Kingsley House, is mostly for folks who are medically fragile.
So it's really a community-based alternative to unnecessary nursing home or hospitalization placement, and it big assist to their caregivers. They all require 24-hour day, 7-day a week care.
One of our participants, who's known as Mother, she's right here. She's 107 years old.
I can't hear you, but you hear me.
Palma Twyer, the director of adult services at Kingsley House, tells me that Mother, whose real name is Maggie Simmons, lives with her grandsons, who are in their 70s. They bring her to adult day health care every morning. Family involvement is a big part of Kingsley House, and it has been ever since it was started as a settlement house, the first one in the South, back in 1896, when it served mostly German and Irish immigrants in the Irish Channel.
We've been doing child care and early childhood development here at Kingsley House for over 115 years now. It's actually the first program that we started.
But there are many firsts.
Pretty much everything related to social and human services that we have and we take for granted here in Louisiana now had its origins here at Kingsley House. So first structured recreational programs for children and youth in the city of New Orleans happened here at Kingsley House. That morphed into the New Orleans Recreation Department. First playground in New Orleans was started by Kingsley House. We started the first School of Applied and Behavioral Sciences in partnership with Tulane University in 1910. This is where social work as a profession in the Deep South started. And today we've evolved into a multi-service, nationally accredited social and human services organization.
An organization which serves about 7,000 people a year. Over 350 of them are young children in Head Start and Early Head Start. They can be as young as 6 weeks old, but Jamari is 4.
I know how to teach my friends how to read a book. I know how to do green eggs and ham. That's Sam I am, that's Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Yeah.
What?
You know how to spell orange? Spell it.
You spell it.
O-R-A-N-G-E.
Clearly, Jamari is academically on top of her game. But Kingsley House attends to all of a child's developmental needs, social, cognitive, behavioral, and emotional. And they do it while fully engaging with families. Learn more at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.
T-I-N-K.